Good morning. Welcome you this morning to Community Church St. Lawrence. We're glad that you are here with us. We welcome those of you who are joining us online, and we trust that our service this morning will be an encouragement to you. A number of announcements to make you aware of. We do have Sunday school, and you see details in your bulletin about where the locations are, those different Sunday school classes. And there's youth group this evening at the church. And we would invite young people, grades 7 through 12, to come out tonight to be part of that, starting at 6 o'clock. There is nursery available for children up through age 2. If you have a young child and need to take advantage of the nursery, you can find that in the hallway there, go through the fellowship hall. There are still some copies of the annual report from the church's annual meeting. They're on the table in the foyer. If you would like to pick up a copy of that, you are welcome to help yourself. And then looking ahead to some events coming up in the not-too-distant future, we look ahead to the Thanksgiving Eve service. You see details there of opportunities to be involved with a reading or singing, sharing in some way. There is a sign-up sheet in the foyer if you would like to participate in that, and that service will be at 7 p.m. on November 25th. And you see also there in the bulletin that the offering that we'll take that evening will be for Shirley Peterman to help defray costs of her medical treatment. And then for December, you see some details in your bulletin about the Sunday School Christmas program. If you'd like to check out the details there, the program will be on December 13th, and there'll be rehearsals beginning on the 6th. The primary and junior departments will be participating. You can see some other details in there. And if you have questions, you can talk to Lori Freemark about that. You will also see in your bulletin that there is a bridal shower today, 2 to 4, for Jersey Johnson. So you're invited to come and be part of that. And there is also an insert in your bulletin with thank you notes from Christina and myself, Pastor Jim and Tammy, Pastor Derek and Kelly. Encourage you to read that. And on behalf of all of us, just say thank you very much for your encouragement and your gift for Pastor Appreciation Month. Any other announcements this morning? All right, then our call to worship today is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross.
What we've just heard from the scripture will describe a little bit about our first hymn. If you'd stand, please, and join in singing hymn number 81, What a Wonderful Savior. Hymn number 81.
Christ has for sin atonement made. What a wonderful Savior. We are redeemed, the price is paid. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. I praise him for the cleansing blood. What a wonderful Savior that reconciled my soul to God. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. He cleansed my heart from all its sin. What a wonderful Savior. Now he reigns and rules therein. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. He gives me overcoming powers. What a wonderful Savior. And triumph in each trying hour. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord.
Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.
This is our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests together. I have a number to mention or bring to your attention. First of all, a few that are not on your prayer sheet and some that were emailed out in the last couple of days. Please be in prayer for Kay Fawcett with her diagnosis of breast cancer and the treatment that she'll be pursuing for that. Continue to pray for Donna Peterson and her recovery from the partial hip replacement that she had, and she is in Miller and doing okay. Okay. All right. I continue to pray for Donna Peterson. And then also pray for the family of Donna Kinsner. There was an email about that from the Sterlings, and she had attended our church for some time with them when she was at the Blatchford House, and she passed away. So you'd be in prayer for her family. Pastor Derek is not feeling well this morning, so you could pray for Derek, and he'll be feeling better soon. And just a reminder to pray for our missionaries. You see Dick and Gloria Persons are missionaries for this month, and you can see details about them in your bulletin. Also, continue to pray for the Romanos. We mentioned last week the large number of people in their group there in Italy that have tested positive for COVID. So continue to pray for that group. And of course, there's a little thing going on Tuesday this week that we might want to pray for, the election. And so pray for our elected leaders and that whole electoral process, and just pray that there'll be a clear result to it either way, and hopefully a peaceful moving forward after Tuesday. We have other prayer requests, praises this morning. Yes, Faye. Good. Glad to hear that. So Faye had an eye appointment this past week, and everything is looking good after a couple cataract surgeries, so that's a praise. Any others? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege to come together this morning to worship you. We thank you for the beauty of this day, certainly much nicer weather than we had a week ago today. We thank for each one who is here with us this morning in person. We thank you as well for those who are joining us online. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to reach out and share our service with those who can't be here in person. And we just pray that the technology would work the way it's supposed to this morning, and that the whole service would be streamed. And we pray that it would be an encouragement for those who can't be here with us in person. We thank you for the good news that Faye received this week, that her eyes are looking good, and we thank you for that. We thank you as well for just the many blessings that you give us each day, your provision for our needs, the way that you are at work, even in ways that we don't recognize and may never know, but we know from your word that you are sovereign, that you oversee everything, and that nothing happens without you allowing it to happen, and that you've promised that you work all things together for good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. And we trust in that promise. We have faith and confidence and hope because of your word. We thank you for the country that we live in and for the privilege that we have to be part of selecting who our leaders will be. And we thank you for the opportunity to do that again this week on Tuesday. We just pray for the election. We pray that it would go smoothly. We pray for a clear outcome and one that is accepted and that does not result in conflict or turmoil. And we pray for our elected officials, those who are in office now, those who maybe will be newly elected to office on Tuesday. We pray for wisdom and guidance for them. We pray that they would have a desire to make decisions that are in the best interest of our country, not necessarily the best interest of their party or their wishes, but they would do the things that are what's best for the country. We pray that there would be leaders who desire to make decisions that are pleasing to you above all, that they would seek your discernment and direction and guidance, that they would have courage to stand for what's right. We just pray that you would give boldness to Christians in our country to take a stand for what you have told us in your word is true and honoring to you. We thank you for the privilege that we have through our church of being part of various missionary endeavors around the world. We think this month of the persons and the work that they're involved in the Philippines. We pray that you would keep them safe, that you would provide for their needs, that you would encourage them in their ministry. We think again today of James and Heidi Romano and their family and their extended family that's part of that group that they are with there in Italy, and with the high number of positive COVID tests, we just pray that you would give strength to them, pray for healing and recovery, and that you would just continue to keep those who are not experiencing symptoms, keep them healthy. And we pray that even through this, it would be an opportunity for them to be a witness to those in their area that they have opportunity to interact with. We pray that you would be with Kay and that you would encourage her with this diagnosis of breast cancer. We pray that you would give wisdom to the doctors as they pursue courses of treatment and give options and direction. We pray that you would give Kay encouragement and strength during this time. We thank you that Donna Peterson is doing okay and that she's continuing to recover from the partial hip replacement. And we pray that you would continue to strengthen and encourage her. We pray for the family of Donna Kinsner and her passing. And I pray that you would be an encouragement and strength to them during this time. For Pastor Derek, we pray that you'd help him to be feeling better soon and get his strength back. We thank you for those who were willing to help out with youth group tonight with him not being there. We pray that you would continue to use our youth group here and our Club Rock ministry to share the good news of your word and the truth of your word with young people in our community. We pray that you would be with others on our prayer list this morning, those that are sick or are dealing with different health concerns. We pray for those who are shut in, and maybe they're feeling fine, but it's just not possible for them to be out and about. We pray that they would be encouraged as well. We pray that you would help us as a body remember to reach out to them, encourage them, and we again thank you for the opportunity for them to be part of our service through the technology that's available. We thank you for this church. We thank you for each one who is a member of it. We thank you for the different gifts that you've given each of us. And pray that you would continue to work through each one of us to fulfill your purposes in this congregation, that we would be salt and light in our community and with those we interact with each day. We thank you for your provision for the needs of our church. And as we reflect on our annual meeting that we had just a couple weeks ago, we thank you for the evidence that we saw there of how you have provided again faithfully for our financial needs in the year that's gone by. We pray that you would continue to do so as we move forward and that we would be good stewards of what you have entrusted us with. Most of all, we thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. We thank you for your love for us, recognizing that we cannot meet your standard in and of ourselves. We are so thankful that you loved us enough
to make way for our sin to be forgiven, for us to be in right relationship with you, to have the hope of eternity in your presence. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's join together in uplifting the name of Christ as we sing hymn number 103. If you'd stand, please. Join together in singing 103. Blessed be the name.
All praise to him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave his Son for men to die, that he might men redeem. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. His name above all names shall stand, exalted more and more, at God the Father's own right hand, where angel hosts adore. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace, of all earth's kingdoms conqueror, whose reign shall never cease. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Thank you. Please be seated.